This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden is requesting 12 figures worth of emergency disaster relief funding in the wake of hurricanes Helene and Milton and other natural disasters.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said Monday he's evaluating the request from the White House for $100 billion in disaster relief. But the Louisiana Republican expressed support for hurricane victims, pledging to deliver aid. Johnson said coming from a hurricane state, he knows how important it is to get recovery aid to those who need it. But he said there is a, quote, deliberate process that lawmakers will go through, and they'll start that in earnest. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
President-elect Trump is nominating former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy as his transportation secretary. Sean Duffy is currently a Fox News contributor. James Blair, who will be a deputy chief of staff in the new Trump administration, says they'll look at all the options, his words, in getting the president-elect's nominees and appointees confirmed by the Senate. This is ABC News. Gunfire inside a day labor office in Denver. ABC's Alex Stone with the story.
Kevin Delgado was inside LaborMax staffing early on Monday when somebody opened fire inside the day labor office. He says many ex-convicts like himself go there to get day labor work.
And as soon as I went back in, the gunshot started going off.
He says a man was arguing with a woman behind the counter about a job ticket he didn't get. He got angry and started firing. About 10 shots, the shooter ran away. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An enormous mouse problem at an animal shelter in Streatham, Massachusetts. The man walked in, said he wanted to surrender 150 mice. But then he clarified, 150 containers of mice, 450 of the vermin in total, with another 500 on the way. Previously, said the shelter's executive director, their high water mark was 125 in a day. In basic biology, making the situation worse, many of the mice arrived already pregnant. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Yeah, let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Badgers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After just 2 years, the Badgers fired offensive coordinator Phil Longo. Wisconsin losing at home to Oregon Saturday, 16-3. Head coach Luke Fickell.
There's a lot of things that you can kind of point a finger at. Obviously, it's easiest to talk about the quarterback position, but I just think as a whole, there's just so many of those things that we just got to get better at in order to put ourselves in a position where it's not all on the shoulders of a quarterback.
NFL, the Packers with a dramatic 20-19 win over the Bears after Green Bay defensive lineman Carl Brooks blocked Chicago's attempt to kick the winning field goal.
I'm visualizing myself block the kick. To be honest, I ain't seen nothing. They ran the same formation, and I just got penetration and just wanted it more, got a hand up.
The NBA has fined the Bucks' Doc Rivers $25,000 after complaining about a controversial call by the refs in their loss to Charlotte.
I thought the final play was the ref blowing a call. This is back-to-back games now.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwalbe. Paul Mescal's star is on the rise. With the release of Gladiator 2 this coming weekend, that should continue. According to Variety, the Gladiator will be the featured host on Saturday Night Live December 7th, which means he has officially arrived. Mescal will be the late-night institution's first guest the week back after the Thanksgiving hiatus. That week's musical guest will be the genre-bending musical artist Shaboozy. Kevin Costner fans are desperate for Kevin Costner to finish his four-part series Horizon, an American Saga. The source? Kevin Costner. Costner assured fans that Chapter 3 was on the way a few months ago, but that was before Chapter 1 underperformed at the box office and distributors pulled Part 2 from theaters and sent it right to the stream. Costner didn't sound as confident more recently when he told Deadline in the last few days he is hopeful Chapter 3 will still get made, giving the vibe he is tired of his own project. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers, a rumble of thunder, not out of the question. Heavy rainfall in the overnight. Lower 50s at daybreak. Gusty southeast winds up around 35 at 40 miles per hour. Early showers Tuesday, then mostly cloudy. Temperatures falling to the upper 40s at the end of the afternoon. Right now, it's 58.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll invite our old friend and colleague Luke Mathers for Tuesday Tangents with Luke and a report on Wisconsin basketball. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our old buddy Alex Lawson, the president of Social Security Works, socialsecurityworks.org, strengthensocialsecurity.org. Alex, hey, are you on Blue Sky yet? Rather than getting out your Twitter handles?
A-Law-202 on Blue Sky, and I'm not on the bad place anymore either.
Yeah, I am every day I post my daily take, you know, from Hartman Report on 8 different social media sites, from, you know, LinkedIn through Threads through including X. But I no longer engage with anybody on X. I have started engaging with people on Blue Sky. In fact, I moved X off my home screen on my phone. It's now in a little folder titled Social Media, and the home screen social media is now Blue Sky. So I think there's quite a trend moving in that direction.
I agree completely. Yeah. That's basically what I did. I just took my personal off there. We're going to have an institutional presence, but interacting with, you know, bots and Nazis is not a good use of our time.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't want to delete my account because I was concerned somebody would pick up my handle and imitate me. But anyhow, let's talk about Social Security. You have been, of course, you're the president of Social Security Works. You've been paying careful attention to Donald Trump and Project 2025 and the people around him and what he's looking at and what he's talking about doing. And in fact, we had a caller in the previous hour who was like, you know, I'm on Social Security and Medicare, and what's going to happen? So what's going to happen, Alex?
Oh, it's a tough one to predict the future, except that we know the Republicans don't have new ideas. So we just look at what they've done in the past. And I'm pretty confident in these predictions. They're openly saying that they're going to go after Medicaid, which is the largest provider of long-term care in this country, through the reconciliation process. That process allows them to pass something through the Senate with a simple majority. But there are restrictions to that. One of those restrictions is that it can't actually cut Social Security benefits. It is a little grayer on Medicare. There's a lot that they can do on Medicare that increases privatization of Medicare. But the real danger is that through reconciliation, they could set up Cat Food Commission 2.0, with literally the richest man in the world at the head of it, saying that he's going to cut trillions of dollars out of, you know, he's saying it's waste. What he means there is our Social Security benefits. Yeah. So a real danger is that reconciliation or some other trick is used to empower a smoky back room, where they do cut our Social Security benefits, our Medicare benefits, and then empower that commission to pass with a simple majority, up or down vote, with fast track authority. So I know that's a lot, but we're going to have to monitor this at all stages and just expect all of our benefits to be under attack from day one. But I don't want people to like throw up their hands like it's already done. Look, we've been fighting off attacks on Social Security and Medicare from all quarters for over a decade and a half. And what the armor we have and the fight back that we have is these programs are incredibly popular with everybody. In fact, Donald Trump ran on not cutting Social Security and Medicare. His plan on no taxes on Social Security was key to his campaign. He understands the power of Social Security. Now, obviously, we don't believe his promises, but we're going to hold him to that. And we're going to, our sort of watch phrase here, Tom, is sand in the gears and hasten the buyer's remorse. Remembering that nobody voted to cut Social Security, no Republicans, independents, or Democrats. Nobody voted to cut Medicare. Nobody voted to raise their own drug prices. But that's exactly what the elected Republicans are going to try to do. So the fight back is get organized, get loud, and remind people every day that nobody voted to cut our earned benefits. So the richest man in the world doesn't have to pay his fair share in taxes.
Yeah, and he only pays into Social Security on the first roughly $160,000 of his income every year. Alex, you'll recall back in the days when you and I were first getting to know each other, as I recall, 2005, it might have been a little later than that, but in 2005, George W. Bush had just gotten reelected, and he said, you know, I earned some political capital in this election, and I'm going to use it. And what he meant was he had already gotten Medicare Advantage pushed through Congress, and up next was going to be Social Security Advantage. He didn't use that name, but basically that's what he was pitching, was that Wall Street would take over Social Security on a parallel track along with Social Security and give people the choice of either staying with traditional Social Security or going with this new privatized program, where you could invest your retirement savings in the stock market, et cetera. And I would be surprised if we don't see that reprised. What say you? I don't recall, frankly, I'm not sure I ever knew exactly what Project 2025 had to say about this.
So a push towards privatization of Social Security is always in the cards when it comes to Republicans. But if you take that story of George W. Bush and you sort of like rewind, watch the tapes. What happened then is he did a roadshow and sold his "I'm going to privatize Social Security," handed over to the billionaires on Wall Street. And every word he said about this, his numbers went down and down and down and down. At one point, the president of the union that represents municipal state employees asked me, said, "We'd gladly pick up the tab for W. Bush's continued tour, because the more he talks, the less popular he becomes." In 2006, that was when they lost their unified power. So going after Social Security is always overreach. I sort of doubt, because of that, they're going to come at it through the front door. So I do think we're more likely to see a commission where they can put all of their bad ideas behind closed doors, out of the view of the public, and then try to ram it through with a procedural measure that protects them from having to hear from their constituents.
Well, that's what Reagan did. I mean, you know, he raised the retirement age from 65 to 67 and changed the cost of living adjustments, I believe, so that Social Security grew more slowly, and added and taxed your income from Social Security. Am I remembering correctly?
Yeah, and also he took Social Security away from firefighters, police officers, and many teachers, millions of public employees, which, by the way, is a little, if you're wondering what's going to happen, the 172 Republicans just voted to further that policy and attack public employees. So they are going to go at this again. They like to hold up the Greenspan Commission under Reagan as sort of like, oh, see, that was this bipartisan thing. The truth is that there's nothing similar now to then. So they're not, you know, they're not.
You say you won't let me go.
Right now,
well, there's one thing that you should know.
You know, Reagan also put in place.
I'll walk away willingly. And you'll never even hear me leave.
In many ways, the only
I'll
thing
go
left
quietly.
And also,
I'll go solidly. But I'll go crazy without you. Insane with a heart so blue. They'll have to lock me away. And I won't last one day without you, baby. I'll go crazy. The day when I'd have to walk away, but I still think there's a ray of hope. But you're the one who's letting go. I'll go easily. I'll go.
Coming in, and currently what that means is in 2035, if Congress says nothing, the trust fund is exhausted. Benefits match revenue, which will cover 83%
That's just 11 years from now.
Yes, in just over a decade, an automatic 17% benefit right. Cut, unless we get
I know what's waiting
on the rest of us
my...
on all of their income.
But you can be sure I know.
And get over to socialsecurityworks.org and sign up.
Cause I'm
get on their mailing list. Alex, thanks
and
so much for joining
you.
Great talk to you, Tom. And you can follow Alex over at
You'll
Blue
only
Sky.
Cry
we'll
those hands.
Past the hour back and more of the news in just a while.
And
this
no
is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll never
if
break your heart.
free discounts. So make the switch to I'll satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 free prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation is free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Hughes & Harris has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now using its fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed, so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Using its fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other great meat products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the help on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Arisa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you are thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Salvia Show.
I had somebody who's in one of the classes I was teaching say to me, I don't do politics, excuse me, Sandra. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading their opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. And you got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about, how it functions, a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Todd Almost Show.
Zomer, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watching something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from
start
your
day
radio
the
station.
Right way.
We're always streaming.
It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
And if you missed your favorite show or game,
weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live.
This Veterans Day and throughout November, we stand united in honoring our veterans. Your dedication and bravery are an inspiration. This announcement is sponsored by Arthur's Supper Club, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, Advanced Contracting Solutions, and Right Way Plaza.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Train wreck with the last call long neck. I've been searching, I've been hurt real bad. Moving on, getting sidetracked. One step forward and five back. Not your fault, I was scared to fall. And
exempt status, which
happy
means
holidays from Heather from the Creative Outlet, Foundation where special orders for craft supplies are available weekly.
I could have all the country girls flipping, tight jeans like Neil McCoy. I'd have all the ladies saying, come here, boy. A little quiver in my voice. From all the women, I could have my choice. John Michael Montgomery charm. I'd have cutie woody honeys hanging on my arms. Yeah, I'd be on top of the world. I'd have all the pretty girls. And I'd be hanging on all the action if I had long legs like Alan Jackson. If I had George Strait's famous smile, I'd have women just going all wild. I'd just like Tracy Bird. I'd give them love lessons like they deserve. Jump around like Brooks and Dunn. The little Miss Honky Tonk could be number one. If I could growl like old Conway, I'd say hello, darling, when they go my way. Yeah, I'd be on top of the world. I'd have all the pretty girls. And I'd be in on all the action if I had long. Alan Jackson. If I had Billy Ray's waving shaking, I'd have the ladies' hearts aching breaking, put the girls in a screaming fit. If I had hair like Travis, I'd have them all on the dance floor smoking. Wore a hat just like Garth Brooks. And I'd be the one to get all in the rooms. Yeah, I'd be on top of the world. I'd have all the pretty girls. And I'd be hanging on all the action if I had long legs like Alan Jackson.
Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died or didn't. Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden's requesting 12 figures worth of emergency disaster relief funding in the wake of Hurricanes Helene, Milton, and other natural disasters.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said Monday he's evaluating the request from the White House for $100 billion in disaster relief. But the Louisiana Republican expressed support for hurricane victims, pledging to deliver aid. Johnson said coming from a hurricane state knows how important it is to get recovery to those who need it. But he said there is a, quote, deliberate process that lawmakers will go through, and will start that in earnest. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
President-elect Trump is nominating former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy as his transportation secretary. Sean Duffy is currently a Fox News contributor. James Blair, who will be a deputy chief of staff in the new Trump administration, says they'll look at all the options, his words, in getting the president-elect's nominees and appointees confirmed by the Senate. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Southern Soul. On your entertainment beat, a drop of Beauty in Black is Tyler Perry's new hit show. Although the show debuted to lukewarm reviews at under 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, viewers don't seem to care. The show had 8.6 million viewers. If you're doing the math, that's 15.2 million eyes. Perry said he was excited the show is pulling in viewers worldwide. And in contrast, criticism that Black entertainment does not have global appeal. He says Netflix has really improved the rhythms. Speaking of Netflix, the streamer says 60 million households watch the highly touted meaningless snooze fest, referred to often as the Jake Paul Mike Tyson bout last Friday night. 58-year-old Tyson lost an actual nail biter as he seemed to be trying to chew through his glove most of the fight. Anyone who bet that Tyson's elderly leg would go after six punches clamped up. Netflix says they wanted the broadcast to be a spectacle, and it was. If you like watching your TV buffer all night, just an awful event all the way around for fight and entertainment. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwaba. Paul Mescal's star is on the rise. Release of Gladiator 2 this coming weekend. That should continue. According to Variety, Gladiator will be the feature host on Saturday Night Live, December 7th, which means he is officially arrived. Mescal will be the late night institution's first guest the week back after the Thanksgiving hiatus. That week's musical guest will be the genre bending musical artist Shibuzi. Kevin Costner fans are desperate for Kevin Costner to finish his 4-part series Horizon, an American Saga. Source: Kevin Costner. Costner assured fans that Chapter 3 was on the way a few months ago, but that was before Chapter 1 underperformed at the box office and distributors pulled parts through from theaters and sent it right to the stream. Costner didn't sound as confident more recently when he told Deadline in the last few days he is hopeful Chapter 3 will still get made, giving the vibe he is tired of his own project. For more show big fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Keith Schwabas, weekends from 6 to 8 p.m. on Simply.
Meteorologist Roger Price, showers, a rumble of thunder, not out of the question. Heavy rainfall in the overnight, 4:50s at daybreak. Dusty southeast winds up around 35 at 40 miles per hour. Early showers Tuesday, they're mostly cloudy. Temperatures falling to 40 at the end of the afternoon. Currently 59 degrees.
Earl Ingram Dunn from the Walking
Dead. I enjoy your show right now. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of Civic Media and this platform. I've been saying you might take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Because your last name is Legend, and you're an actual legend, and my last name is Schwaba, an actual Schwaba. So there you go.
Now, what is a Schwaba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll be
Selvia. Next time, we'll go overtime with Maggie Dawn, plus almost the fund the cost of the tax cuts, and the new transportation secretary from Wisconsin, and Fox News. The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Along the way, I lost the end.
Texas Representative Steve Starr. He's a Republican, of course. He introduced a bill this week into the Texas legislature that would ban
selling VCRs
pro-choice
in Arkansas.
Right.
At a Walmart.
It's called the Women and Child Safety Act.
My eyes are clear and bright without them.
Force internet service providers to block any
site in the state of Texas
that contains information about how to obtain abortions or how to obtain abortion medication.
Sorry that I cried when I talked to you last night. I think I'm on a roll here in Little Rock. I'm solid. I don't know why I held it all inside. You must have thought I never even tried. You know your daddy told me when I left, Jesus would forgive, but a daddy don't forget.
Same thing as hiring a hitman to kill somebody. In Idaho, four women, by the way, are suing that state after being denied abortions despite having pregnancies as fatal as fetal anomalies. The new talking points among the anti-abortion freaks is that
you can run, you can hide, never let it inside. These are living your life to the dog. Sooner or later, that gentle persuader is gonna catch up with your heart, make you a dreamer.
So what's on your mind today? Dave, Buffalo, New York, hey, Dave, what's up?
Right when a man's doing all the planning, and he thinks he's got just what he needs, life will deliver a shot of a little shivering, driving him down to his knees, make him start living, living again.
Let your life. Your heart that talks you into staying with.
on up in time. So you move away fast, but you know it won't last, cause you can't get her off of your mind. Thoughts are burning, turning around. How do you know when to stay or to go? And how do you know when it's real? You don't need a sign to make up your mind. You got your heart at the wheel. You wanna start sharing, caring, caring again. Well, it's your mind that tricks you into leaving every time.
How about cooking something up with me?
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition. Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And let their representatives explain everything to you.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
November is for giving thanks. And today we express our deepest gratitude to veterans whose sacrifices ensure our way of life. This message has been sponsored by Tri-County Building Supply, Tony and Gaina Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance, and by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
There's no need for chemical preservatives. Using Air's Fresh Rods are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Our stations and sponsors. fabulous.
Yeah, ain't, like I said, it just
ain't gonna happen. I'm a deal with no big city pretty girl. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Daddy was a Mustang, mama knew how to break. I saw his love was a sure thing, even when I was eight. He worked the land. She sunk in his first, turning into a kind of guy. Mama didn't raise no big city pretty girl. Can't turn a wrench, make a fire in a country world. Turn on my heat, damn, it's up over my head. It's like a rotten barrel, looking for a man that was skin in a snake skin. Speak the sun up, he's already awakening. Give me some color when it's going back down again.
Yeah.